Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Well, happy Monday. Good to have you here. I got to tell you, it felt like everybody was excited about the 250th. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, the fireworks in my area were off the charts. Off the charts. People were lighting them off left and right.
It always sounds like, you know, my neighborhood is under attack.
It felt a little, it felt more this year. It felt more.
Yeah, I feel like they extended the budget to celebrate accordingly.
Yes, yes. And you know who did not cut back on anything? That was the United States of America. Did you see that fireworks display in Washington?
That was unbelievable. I would hate to be the people to have to clean up after that one, because I know what my neighborhood looked like, let alone the National Mall.
That was unbelievable, that fireworks
display. It
really
display. Was.
And everything was put off later because of the severe weather that was in D.C. that rolled through. It pushed the president's speech back, too.
Yeah, he didn't start to, what, after 11?
After 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things he said is that we're just starting out.
At 250 years old, we may be the oldest constitutional republic on earth, but our country is just getting started because the best is yet to come.
I spent most of the weekend crying and emotional. All
Did
right?
you really?
We just finished moving out of our house. The kids were you know, growing up there. It was a whole thing. I'm very emotional about it. But
do you want a hug?
I maybe. Maybe. Hug me.
I'm
no,
here for you.
No. But like when the president started bringing out these veterans, these World War II veterans, things that they did to simply save a piece of fabric from touching the ground, or you know, the acts of bravery and heroic things that they did to save others, it reminds you that this is not, we don't get to do this for free.
Right.
There is a toll that has to be paid.
I think that hearing those stories over and over again are so important, because it's so easy to forget exactly what these men and women sacrifice for us to be able to have hot dogs and fireworks in our backyard.
Right, right. So I thought, look, were there a couple of things the president said that I wish he wouldn't have? Of course. That's Donald Trump.
How long did he speak exactly?
He spoke for...
He's still going.
It was... I mean, I don't know. I actually didn't time it. I was exhausted. It was probably a good 45 minutes.
Well, because I remember leading up to it, he was touting that he was going to speak forever in the heat and because he can, and he was going to show everybody. So I didn't know if the delay shortened that intention.
It may have just slightly, but he had so many people lined up that they were being honored that, you know, he kind of had to keep a lot of that baked in.
Sure.
So I think he probably did trim it down a little bit. And then right after that, the fireworks went off. I thought it was fantastic. I thought they did a really nice job of bringing it in. And of course, it's not over for much of the month. People are going to be celebrating and looking back and all of those things on the 250 years. So I thought it was a really special weekend. I thought it was very cool. And I thought they did a really nice job. Meanwhile, we have a big match tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Major match. It's the round of 16, and the United States at 8 o'clock tonight on Fox will be taking on Belgium. And look, Flo Balogun, who is arguably their best player on this roster, has scored in every game so far this World Cup for Team USA. He got booted with a red card after the virtual referee system took over for stepping on a player on Bosnia-Herzegovina's ankle. He got booted, red card. When you get a red card in a game, can't play the next game, right? That's right. Soccer rules. Well, yesterday, news broke that Flo Balogun is actually going to play in this game. FIFA reviewed the case, and they invoked what they called Article 27 of its disciplinary code, which basically, it's very vague, but it's basically like, we can review anything. Now, it doesn't happen often. There are two instances that I can think of off the top of my head where something, well, at least one for sure, that this came into play. And it happened with Cristiano Ronaldo, arguably the best player in the world. He's right. Not, but number two, very good player. Lionel Messi's number one. But Cristiano Ronaldo elbowed a player got suspended for three games, got the red card, and the second and third game of that suspension would have fallen in the World Cup. This was last World Cup. And they decided to overrule that and give him a 1 year, like a probationary period.
Huh.
So that's a star player, though. They get treated a little differently.
Sure.
Right? Just like in any sport. Lionel Messi in this World Cup, very similar play to Flo Balogun, stepped on a player's ankle, not even a yellow card. So FIFA feels like they have the autonomy to do this. It doesn't happen very often. It's almost unprecedented, not quite. But the reports that happened that were coming after that news that Flo Balogun's red card was overturned was that Donald Trump was involved, that Donald Trump actually called the head of FIFA, Gianni Infantino, and urged them to review the case. But interestingly enough, according to multiple reports, there were a team of lawyers that were being assembled from USA Soccer.
Wow.
To challenge this. There were, and that had then reached the White House. White House lawyers were getting involved to help in this case.
My.
And then the president just said, you know, screw it. I'm just going to call Gianni and we're going to talk this out. And then Flo Balogun's red card is overturned. So the Team Belgium is obviously very upset. They are certainly not happy with this case. They said the ruling is astonishing. They question FIFA's integrity of their disciplinary process in this. So it's gotten kind of messy. I hope Flo Balogun scores 6 goals tonight. That's what I hope. The Tigers wrapped up a successful road trip, 6-3 win over the Rangers in Arlington. They have won, 5 of their last 6 games. Riley Green, 2-run homer in the 4th inning, had a 2-run triple in the 5th. And Casey Mize continued to pitch really well.
Start, yeah.
6 2/3 innings for him as well. And now we know who the all-star representatives for the Tigers will be.
Yeah.
I don't have much of a problem with this.
No.
I thought Riley Green was on the bubble.
He was,
but
yeah.
Riley Green, Dylan Dingler, and Kevin McGonigal make it. 3rd straight all-star appearance for Riley Green, 1st for Dingler, and 1st for Kevin McGonigal, obviously. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. They're all going to be reserves.
Yep.
Tigers' 40th win of the season yesterday, so they're 10 games under 500, 5 games back in the wild card race. A very important 3-week stretch coming up here as the trade deadline looms. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
You know, but three weeks is a long time because, you know, when they implemented the wild card, these teams that are, 10 games under 500 is not very good.
No.
But 5 games back, that doesn't sound bad. That sounds doable. And they've done it before.
It shows you how bad this division is.
Oh, yeah, it shows you that, too, as well, yeah.
The AL Central is absolutely putrid. State Senator Mallory McMorrow has suspended her campaign for this open U.S. Senate seat, and that now leaves, on the Democratic side of things, Haley Stevens and Abdul El-Sayed for this Democratic primary. Now, McMorrow's still going to be on the ballot. All those ballots have been printed at this point, but she had a decline in poll numbers. She was having some issues fundraising. And when those things happen, again, it's like the Mike Duggan effect. Mike Duggan was like, my support is dwindling. I don't know if Mike Duggan's support was dwindling, but there was much more movement towards the Democrats having a harder time fundraising. And so you fold up shop. And that's exactly what Mallory McMorrow is doing as well. Also, in Dearborn, they say they have arrested a 3rd and final suspect in connection to that shooting that happened on July 3rd at Fairlane Town Center. All those suspects are in custody. Dearborn Police SWAT was there. They were investigating a home in Inkster. The suspect there was taken into custody safely. No incident involved there. But 2 young people were killed there. A 3rd person was injured in that deadly shooting as well.
5 things first thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.